We've got the fireworks show coming up Monday, and once again, yours truly will be hosting the WJR coverage, and it's going to be great. It's going to be the best ever. It always is. This happens to be the, I think it's 68th annual Ford fireworks scheduled for this Monday. At 7, we'll go on the air, and we'll stay on right through the fireworks, broadcasting the music, once again, that goes with the fireworks. So if you have your radio with you, if you're there, or if you're in the car, and you can listen to Paul W. Smith, WJR, and the 68th annual fireworks starting at 7 p.m. We'll help with traffic information and everything else that's going on. Meanwhile, in the newspaper today, there's a headline. It says, expanded fireworks curfew sparks debate. Don't know why. As far as I know, the city council approved yesterday expanding the hours of curfew for unaccompanied minors during this annual Ford fireworks scheduled for this Monday, which they have traditionally imposed a teen curfew during the fireworks event. And we're going to have hundreds of thousands of people downtown. We want everything to go great. That certainly is true of our fine Detroit City Councilman of District 3, Councilman Scott Benson. Councilman Benson, always a pleasure. Thanks for joining us today.
Paul W., it's been a while. Thank you for the invitation to talk to your constituents and callers.
Well, just so you know, if there's ever anything on your mind and you want to get it out to a lot of people via my show, I want you to call us and let us know. We don't have like a huge staff, so we certainly don't mean to be ignoring you, but we're always open to you. You've got an open mic here, Councilman Benson, and that goes for forever as long as I'm here. Meanwhile, are they just trying to cause us to scratch our heads? But it says that the curfew sparks debate. Why would a curfew that has been traditionally put into place, I think for years, by the city council, why would there be any debate, especially at a time when we're having trouble with these so-called teen takeovers? What can you tell me about that?
Well, Paul W., thank you for the question. And it's a great question. And so when you have democracy, you have a diverse number of voices. You have diversity of voice and diversity of opinions. And you have the same thing here. And so some of my colleagues, they don't support a curfew, but it's a small number. It was, if I'm not mistaken, a six to two vote yesterday. We were only missing one of my colleagues. But some people don't. They don't support curfews. They think we need to look at different ways to manage youth. But I personally, since I've been here, I support the curfew. Teenagers love. We have different functions. We have different events and outlets and activities for them on the city dime. But unfortunately, at that age, teenagers don't always make the best decision, and they don't always have the best supervision. And we have an international fireworks festival. It's been around for decades, and we need to keep it going. And we don't need our headlines in the city of Detroit of violence or any type of chaos at our fireworks festival. I want people to feel comfortable coming downtown Detroit to watch the fireworks. I want them to bring their families. I want them to have a great, safe time and have a great experience. And unfortunately, that means that we need to have curfews for teens.
God bless you, Detroit City Councilman, District 3, Scott Benson, for such clear thinking and explaining it to very clearly. And look, this doesn't mean you or me are against coming up with new ways to deal with teenagers if we, in fact, need to come up with other things for them to do. Being a guy who helped raise nearly $10 million net dollars for children's charities, including for many of those years, Just Pal, the Police Athletic League, there are a lot of outlets for the kids. Maybe we need more. But that's got nothing to do with assuring the safety of the hundreds of thousands of people who are going to come into the city Monday for the fireworks. You can't. It's not like you can only have one and not the other. We can have both, but we don't need to experiment on Monday night.
And Paul W., I also want to make it very clear. There is a part of politics, and I call it political theater. And so this, there also may be that. I'm not saying that's what happened or that's what this is, but there's also the part of political theater. And so when you get your name in a paper, hey, that's. That's a good thing. So, yeah. There's sometimes it's just political theater as well. We haven't been close to not passing a curfew since I've been here, and I've been here 12 years now. So I'm still confident that we'll have curfews moving forward. But people get a chance. They get a chance to explain themselves. They get a chance to their conscience and how they're what I call your bosses and your base expect of you. So my base expects order. They want to come downtown. They don't want to have fear of chaos or anything worse happening. And I support that. And so I also have a young child. And I make sure that he's where he needs to be and that he understands the difference between law and order and chaos and being a good resident in the city of Detroit.
God bless you for that. The curfew will start at 8 p.m. on Monday, June 22nd, this coming Monday, for unaccompanied minors under the age of 18. And then it will end at 6 a.m. the next day. And it just makes very good sense. Again, the council approved the fireworks curfew, which is nothing new, by a 6-2 vote. Now, meanwhile, while I have you for a moment here, how's everything else going, Councilman Benson?
Oh, Paul Devin, glad you asked. Things are going great. We are keeping the lights on in the city of Detroit. The bills are being paid in a timely fashion, and things continue to move in the right direction. We have new leadership in the mayor's office, and we'll continue to work with her to move the city forward, and we don't want to lose the current trajectory of the city. We want to keep growing, we want to keep thriving, and we just want to make sure people feel comfortable coming downtown. I will suggest, if you're coming down for the fireworks, please get here early. It gets very congested early. People start staking out seats in Hart Plaza early. Come downtown, have dinner, have lunch, have a great time with the family. But I do suggest you get here early and be patient when it's time to leave, because you got over 100,000 people who are leaving the downtown after seeing a great fireworks show.
Yeah, absolutely. And it is a great fireworks show, one of the best in the country. Mm-hmm. And the Ford Fireworks, we thank, again, Tony Michaels and the parade company. He is the wizard of oohs and ahs.
Great job, Tony.
He does a great job. And the city shines, and we want that to continue. We want the stories that are all over the news the next day to be all positive. So
Exactly. Great
cities do what they have to do to make sure that's the case. And that's what you're doing. Councilman Scott Benson, I salute you and the rest of the city council members who understand this. And anytime you want to come on board, you let us know.
Paul W., thank you for the invitation. I'm going to take you up on that.
Please do. Detroit City Councilman Extraordinaire, District 3, Councilman Scott Benson here. Paul W. Smith, the president, still speaking from France. We'll pick it up again on WJR.